The COVID pandemic has exposed the glaring inequities in broadband internet service in Vermont. While the problem was clear before last March, the COVID lockdowns brought the issue into sharp relief. With people stuck at home, reliable and affordable internet was absolutely essential to learn, work, and get health care. Governor Phil Scott and the legislature have competing ideas about how to bring broadband to everyone who needs it. And in the meantime, new and potentially game-changing satellite technology could bring high-speed service to even the most isolated pockets of the state. VPR's John Dillon has been following these separate developments, and he's here to give us an update. Hey, John.
Hi, Henry.
So how are these developments related?
Well, it's all about connectivity. The pandemic's still with us. Everyone is still working at home. And the latest numbers are that Vermont still has 46, 47,000 locations that lack access to the federal definition of basic broadband. That's down from about 70,000 at the start of the pandemic because the state rolled out a bunch of emergency programs last spring and summer. But it's still a lot of people who can't get online with anywhere near the speed they need. So the governor has a $20 million spending plan to address this. It's getting somewhat mixed reviews in the legislature since they have their own ideas. But meanwhile, we've got Elon Musk, who keeps launching satellites. And that could absolutely change things, at least in the shorter term, in Vermont and the rest of rural America.
Okay, and this is Elon Musk, like the Tesla guy.
Yeah, also happens to be the world's richest person. He's got a rocket company, and so far he's launched 1,000 small low-Earth satellites, orbiting satellites that can get you internet in if you're in the middle of nowhere, like on a dirt road in the Northeast Kingdom. I talked to Tom Evselyn about this. He lives in Stowe and is kind of one of Vermont's tech pioneers. He worked for Microsoft. He's also been the state's chief technology officer, and he's really the ultimate early adopter and was really eager to try Starlink, this new satellite service.
Okay, and how did it work for him?
Well, really well. We actually talked on Zoom over Starlink. Tom says it was really easy to set up. In fact, you just take the thing out of the box and the dish, which you need to get the satellite signal, aligns itself, so it gets a signal and then just points itself to the right spot. The speeds are much better than DSL, but they're slower than the highest of your fiber optic services. I also talked to a guy in Moncton. A couple of people around the state have used this, but a select board member in Moncton who got it said it changed his life because he no longer has to drive and park outside of a Wi-Fi hotspot for business meetings. The service is being rolled out in rural Vermont, and people seem to like it so far.
Yeah. And so what is Tom Evselyn's, the early adopter, what's his takeaway about the potential for Vermont?
Well, he says we should define the problem maybe a little differently than we are. He says it gets back to the need for immediate connectivity. So he really sees Starlink service as a bridge to longer-term solutions that the state is working on, but that could take at least a year or more to build out, like fiber optic. Evselyn said the state should take some of that $20 million the governor wants to spend and help people who can't afford to pay for Starlink right now. Here he is.
As a state, we should start thinking about affordability and trying to make sure that this year, not 2 years from now, 3 years from now, but that this year, everybody gets access.
And Henry, to back up, Vermont and so many other rural places are in this situation because internet is not defined as an essential service that providers have to deliver. It was deregulated by Congress back in 1996, and that left it up to the private sector and larger companies like Comcast and Consolidated to go where the profits are, and that's where people or potential customers live. For them, it's all about customers per mile, and if it's not profitable to serve you because you're at the end of a dirt road, you'll wait for a very long time. And Evselyn points out that this doesn't apply to Elon Musk with his satellites.
So every other provider cares about density. Well, Starlink doesn't care at all about density because it isn't any more expensive to reach somebody out in the middle of nowhere as long as their dish can see you than somewhere in a populated area.
So it's not only game-changing from a technology perspective, potentially, but also the economic and business model is quite different.
So this is happening just as the governor is making his spending proposal and the legislature has its own plan to expand broadband. So tell us a little bit more about those two plans. Are they competing?
Yeah, in a sense. As mentioned, the governor wants to spend $20 million now on broadband, and he'd do this by helping pay for line extensions, sort of what they did this summer, to underserved or unserved areas. And he'd use $16 million in grants and loans, probably primarily aimed at helping communication union districts. These are the local providers that are springing up all over the state that have plans to deliver fiber optic service to the home. The legislature, meanwhile, has a more ambitious or far-reaching plan. It's now being crafted by the House Energy and Technology Committee, and it would set up an entire new entity in state government called the Vermont Community Broadband Authority. It's basically a reshuffling of how the state promotes and pays for broadband, and it's really aimed at making one department responsible and then getting out $36 million in loans to these communication union districts. I talked to the committee chair, Tim Briglin, about the bill. He's a Democrat from Thetford. He says that big government restructuring is needed because what we've done so far hasn't delivered.
I would have hoped that 10 years ago we would have done this well, and we didn't, which is why we're where we are right now. My committee is taking a long view on how to get this done.
And what's Tim Briglin's reaction to the idea of helping people pay for or subsidize Starlink service, the Elon Musk satellite service, to get folks online quicker?
I'd say Tim Briglin is a little skeptical, but not adverse to looking at it. He says the state has bet wrongly on supposedly game-changing internet technology before.
Starlink is the latest one to come up, and certainly, you know, supported by the wealthiest man in the world, they've got a shot at being successful, but we don't know.
So Briglin says these CUDs, the communication union districts, are really the best solution for Vermont. He points out that when the legislature did a big broadband bill 2 years ago that really directed a lot of resources at these fledgling CUDs, there are only two in the state, and now there are nine.
But what would be the timeline on that? How long would it take to actually get internet to residents?
It still could be a couple of years before the last mile is reached, and Starlink could reach people now. The problem is the cost, $500 upfront and then $100 a month fee. And I think it remains to be seen if the legislature will want to help people pay for that, as Tom Evslin suggests.
All right. That's VPR's John Dillon. John, thanks.
You're very welcome, Henry.